What song is this, Dan?
Brand new Smashing Pumpkins. It's called Seer.
Wow, this is Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, Billy. Billy's making it happen.
Wow. I like Smashing Pumpkins, so this does not sound like them to me. Wow. Oh, that definitely sounds like Billy Corgan. Unmistakable voice. Just allow me to have this moment with Dan, everybody, and then I'll get to Clay Ferreiro.
Y'all need a room, huh?
Dan and I are two old radio souls. I like the ramp that song had.
Yeah, I like this new Smashing Pumpkins. That's why I put it in the system. Wanted to play it for you guys.
I dig it. Good choice by you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferreiro is a sports anchor and reporter at Local 10. So at the end of the last segment, Clay, Solana does headlines and then he does weather. And he tossed it to us. And I just want you to picture, say, Julie Derda doing this at Local 10. He finished the weather. Normally, when he's done with the headlines, he says, those are your headlines. And then he does a sponsor read. Then he does the weather. And he says, and that's your weather, or whatever, something like that. He finished the weather and tossed it to me and Crowder by saying, all right, fellas, and those are your weather. And he was angry that we called him out on it. He said that we were unprofessional by not just playing along. And I said that if Julie Derda tossed it to Calvin Hughes by saying, all right, Calvin, those are your weather, that Calvin would have said something like we did.
I will say this. So I can't say that this has happened in this market, but one of the most challenging things as a sports guy, because you often come after weather or come after kind of awkward anchor tosses. And in previous markets, I can say that sometimes we just had people toss over that didn't know a whole lot about sports or like just got something blatantly wrong. And like the most challenging thing is like towing the line between, okay, I don't want to be a jerk and like shine a light on what just happened, but at the same time, I don't want to completely ignore it because then I look culpable in all of this.
Yeah, I don't have that gene. I don't have that pull. I immediately swing towards a-hole.
By the way, that sounded more like Billy Corgan singing with an NXS cover band.
Right? Wasn't that wild? Like that did not sound like Smashing Pumpkins.
No, it's like a 1980s cover band sort of bass line and beat. And then Billy Corgan comes in and is like, wow, man, is he touring with 1980s cover bands now? What's happened to Smashing Pumpkins? So I don't know. I guess I'll listen to the album.
You know, so I live in Boca, so I get the West Palm Beach market for television. And the Miami market is so far superior to the West Palm market that it's laughable. But and you used to work, I think, in Fort Myers, right? So, you know, smaller markets are different. But sometimes on the weekends, like they'll have just one anchor in there doing the news, sports and weather. And or sometimes just the news and sports, and there'll be a different weather person. But they do. It'll be like, and in that Clemson game, Travis Etienne, and like, yeah, do you call them out on it, or do you like, yeah, that is. I get in news, you have to be more professional than in radio. Certainly, this radio show.
So here's one I could tell you because this didn't happen directly to me, but this was one of the anchors that I worked with in Fort Myers, and he's actually gone on to do really, really good things now. So, I mean, his career is very, very good. But one of the first times that I was ever on the desk with him when he was doing the toss to me, he pulls my shirt during the commercial and he goes, hey, just so you know, I don't know anything about sports. I said, okay. And he goes, so like, you just go, like, I'm not going to say anything. I said, okay. Like, I get it. He goes, no, you don't understand. When I was in my last market, I tried the toss to a sports guy and it was a big day of football. And I asked him what inning the football game was in. And I said, all right, got it. I'll take it. Like, don't even say anything. So you're right. Like, you will, seriously, like, you will. It's kind of funny. Like, you live in your own little bubble growing up watching sports. And I think you kind of just think that, like, everybody knows things about sports that seem rather obvious, and yet you're right. Like now, if you go to smaller markets sometimes, you have people reading sports that just, man, it's Greek and then some to them, yeah.
And Clay, to that point, like, because you know the two people on the table, you know, you and Will talk, you know, you talk a lot, y'all have the shows, and I assume y'all got me tricked that y'all do enjoy each other's company. But is there a time, you don't have to call people out, where people are joking on air, and as soon as that light goes off, they don't say another word to each other?
Not at our place. I will say that, and I won't say which previous market I worked in that this happened, but there was a morning anchor team that, and this was a long, long time ago. I mean, I've been in this business 20 years now, and they anchored mornings together. It was a 3-hour-long morning show, and then they would not speak to each other during commercial breaks. And one of my good friends, who's a producer, kind of had to be the go-between between them. And like they're sitting right next to each other, and one of them would say, hey, can you tell this person this? And so he was in the booth, and he had to like relay from one anchor to the other in their ear what the other person wanted to say to them, because they weren't speaking to each other even though they sat 2 feet apart. So yeah, you do have that. And I will say the one thing about Local 10, and I hope this comes across, is that like we don't really have that sort of thing to where people take stuff personally. So there's a lot of times when like I'll give Calvin a lot of crap, and he gives it right back to me, and because I've played ball with Calvin, like I know, like I'll give him a hard time. I'm like, man, you don't pass the ball, and so you know we could have some
Calvin
fun with
Hughes
that.
Is a ball hog.
Calvin Hughes is a ball hog, absolutely.
Sure. What? Absolutely, man. Wow, and blown away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 And it's like cable guy type stuff, man. Like he'll go out.
No.
Get
Calvin Hughes.
And, it's raining threes, and then I'll throw it over the back. No, it's not like that.
Get out of here. Calvin Hughes is a ball hog.
when you're an anchor, it's like you're
the diva. You're like a wide receiver. You always want the ball, right? You're the anchor.
I may be embellishing slightly, but it's a lot more fun when we're on air and I can make fun of him like that. He like acts all angry.
I'm going to text him right now and say that Clay Ferreiro is on air with us saying that you're a ball hog. Would you like to respond? I was just thinking, Solana, as we're listening to this
video. Tell me a video from the Miami Heat media tournaments that can prove this.
Solana, why don't you make "and those are your weather" your tagline? Just do it from now on after you do weather.
I think it could catch on. Clay, would you think Julie Derda would try it out?
Maybe we should bring Julie on. Let's not tell her, and we'll say, like, because we bring her on to critique Solana's weather sometimes. So you do it, and then you say to her, like, we don't set it up, and then you say to her, "and those are your weather," and see if she says something, Solana. That would be a good blind test.
That's a great idea. Like, yeah, I see. So don't even tell her. Just play it for her when you bring her on air and say, okay, so,
yeah.
And then just play it off completely deadpan and see what she says. That'd
right,
be
and then see what she says. Because my guess is she's going to say, what do you mean those are your weather, Solana?
Julie's too nice. Julie's
but that's how nice. Dumb it is. I'm saying, like, even if you, like, that, it, like, that's what Clay was saying. Like, you get to this point where you can't just ignore it to be polite, because then you look like an idiot.
And that's the hard thing. Yeah, I will say, by the way, as far as like people who play ball at our station, Nicole Perez is a baller. She did that that Heat media tournament, and so I couldn't play that day in particular because I had some stuff with the kids in the morning. And so, you know, we get video back into the station, and, you know, we have a photographer that goes out there and shoots. And this was last year. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to pick out a couple of shots, whatever. She's like diving on the floor, rolling into people, and so much so they actually ended up sending her, I forget which Vice jersey it was, but they sent her own customized Vice jersey, basically saying that she was like the epitome of Heat culture. She was out there like diving on the floor and stuff. So yeah, we've got some ballers at our place. It's fun.
I'm getting a text from Solana here that says, when Solana played in the Heat media tournament, Sheldon Fox at WSVN told Solana that he hand checks too much. Is that true, Solana? Was he angry?
Yeah, he told me. He told me to stop hand checking, and I told him, you know, I was brought up watching 80s basketball, so it's the only style of basketball I play.
You had words with Sheldon Fox?
I had words with Sheldon Fox, and look, I dribbled right around him for a little layup up and under, and I think that's what really got him upset.
Wow, that is a crazy. I didn't know that about Sheldon Fox. I am blown away by the Calvin Hughes slander. I am blown away by that.
Well, it's not meant to be slander. I mean, it's like, dude, like, hey.
Well, listen, you call someone a ball hog, it's not really complimentary.
Well, okay, fair enough. But I will say, like, it gets heated, man. You can find out so much about somebody by playing in a 3-on-3 tournament where it's call your own fouls. Because, like, if you call the ticky-tack stuff, like, if you're calling hand checks and stuff like that, like, it's kind of like going out and playing golf with somebody that gets known for a business venture. Like, if I don't call anything. Like, I don't – you can throw elbows. You can do all that stuff. Like, I want to – but, like, if somebody starts calling cheap fouls, then I'll definitely say something. I would have been like Solana.
Yeah, yeah. Sheldon Fox. I mean, you could take him, right, Solana?
I mean, I took him, so
– ooh. Did you watch that Nate Robinson fight, Clay?
No, but I saw the knockout punch.
Well, then you watched the fight. I mean, that was pretty much it.
Yeah. I saw Nick Young. I saw Swaggy T's Instagram post, too. It's like,
oh, it was funny as hell.
He's trying to help, but... By the way, Channing, how did I never hear your story of what you did with your first check? That was fantastic.
Oh, really, man? You didn't know about that dumbass 83 Monte Carlo I bought?
My favorite was Precious. Like, you could tell, like, he's, you know, all these players do interviews and, like, you know, it's always kind of the same thing. And then, like, it's really cool when they get thrown off by something. And he was, like, so genuinely thrown off by how ridiculous your purchase was. Like, he was trying to answer, and he kept laughing. Like, he didn't. Yeah, I guess I won't do that. Like, thanks.
And Clay, the people that I had doing it for me, like, they were speaking the same way to me. They were like, yeah, Channing, they said you have to buy actual live alligators if you want to do this. Okay, let's go. They were like, huh, you're going to buy 11 alligators. Yeah, let's go. Where do I sign? And they were taken back too, Clay. I was dumb as hell, Clay. I was 21.
Was this after you got the bonus check, or this was when you got your line of credit?
This was my $1 million line of credit that I really didn't know how it worked. Yeah, and I wanted them to take it back, Clay. I told them, we're even, and they were like, it doesn't work that way.
Crowder got a line of credit because he thought he was going in the first round, so he got a line of credit for $1 million. He didn't end up going in the first round, and he spent a lot of this $1 million line of credit. And so when he ends up going in the third round and doesn't come close to the signing bonus that he thought he was going to have, he calls the bank and says,
her name was
he
Juliet.
Calls Juliet, the bank representative, and tells her, I don't want the line of credit anymore. Just call it even. And she's like, there's no calling it even. You spent money on the line of credit. Like, you've got to pay that now.
No, man, we're good. We're good, Juliet. We're good.
You need to find Juliet. You need to go find her and ask her what that was like, that conversation. So what were you going to do? Were you going to go, like, all Pet Cemetery on your alligator upholstery? Like, once again, like, what?
Clay.
He did it, though. He made that car.
Oh, the car was in my garage for years. And I literally, Clay, like I told Pete, I can't say his name, Clay.
You can't say Precious? Can't call him Precious.
I can't call him Precious. I can't call another man Precious. It's a mental block I have. But like I told him, Clay, like I drove that car probably 12 times a year and spent about six figures on it. It was like 80-something thousand I spent on that car.
Oh, that's amazing. His reaction, y'all got to replay that later. Like, his reaction, just the last part of it where he's like, he's kind of like braced for anything that's going to come, like whatever. You know, he's sitting there waiting for, you know, like you're going to say, oh, I spent 200 grand on a Bentley or something, like, you know, just something like anybody would come. And then when he hears exactly what it is, it's like so far out of the realm of anything he had imagined. Right?
There's two interviews that we want to replay today. Did you hear Mark Richt with us in the 2 o'clock hour?
No.
Have you watched any of the Hurricanes football games on the ACC network? Do you get the ACC network?
Yes, I've seen him, and he's one thing. Man, he's not afraid to be critical. Which, I mean, that's the thing that you
he's
want.
He's very good. No, he's very good.
Yeah,
but during the Canes games, they air ACC Network airs these terrible direct response commercials for the Irish peeler and the Spurtle and laser tag and whatever. So really, the entire interview was us talking about the commercials that ACC Network airs. And I want people to be able to hear this, because his reaction to just when I mentioned the word Spurtle, and he just starts laughing. And he said, so we said something about the Spurtle, and he just starts laughing. He goes, oh, I missed you guys. I got to replay that. And I do want to replay Precious Achiuwa, because I thought they were both funny and interesting. All right, Clay Ferreiro from Local 10, thank you for talking Tua with us.
Anytime, fellas. Take care.
All right. Those are your weather.
Fine. Have a good one, guys.
All right. I want to end all the interviews with those are your weather. Those are your weather. All right.
He's awesome.
He really is. His head's got to be spinning. Like, what just happened? All right. Well, we got to get to Jody Joseph's bad joke of the day. Oh, we got to get to talk about it Tuesday as well. And I really do want to play Mark Richt and Precious Achiuwa again. I thought both those interviews were really fun. So we'll try to fit all that in the next 2 hours, 23 minutes.
Guys, J&K Roofing is the best. They've been the best for over 40 years here in South Florida, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida, the premier roofing company down here. So if you have any roofing needs, questions, assessments, call J&K Roofing. They're practicing social distancing right now to keep you and their workers safe, but in most cases, they don't have to come in your home or business to fix all your roofing needs. And like I say, home or business, residential or commercial, there's no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle, and if you do think you have a problem, or you have a problem, or you want an assessment, call J&K right now, because the financing offers through Y Green will blow your mind. I am a proud customer of J&K. I had roofing problems. I had that little spot on my ceiling in my bedroom. I called Donnie, the owner, and he told me, I got you, Crowder. I'm sending out the best, and that's what he did. The workers, highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they bring the best material too. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, whatever your roof is. I have clay barrel. They brought the best material, and those workers were on time, which is big to me. It was a two-day job. They told me 8:30 both days. I don't know if they slept outside that night, but they were here before 8:30 doing the work. They got the job done. Amazing and efficient, because that's what they do. Quality service, safety, and health is what they want to give us, and that's what we want as customers. And right now, we know in South Florida, it's going to rain. The weather's going to be here. You don't want to have roofing issues. So why don't you just call J&K Roofing, because they're the best. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. All your roofing needs, questions, assessments, give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K knows that we're all in this thing together.
All right, those are your weather on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Birds are, you know, expert hunters. They eat seeds.
Hock and Crowder.